Forestry officer with responsibility for law compliance and enforcement, Bradford Latham said, "Hunters often treat the wild animals they catch in a very inhumane way, and this should not take place." He is also appealing to hunters to revise the methods they use to catch these animals and to desist from using fires, poisons, and other inhumane methods to catch these animals, which can also have severe effects on the environment.
Let me start on the hunting methods. In relation to any of these species, such as the iguana, persons tend to want to use fire to flush out of iguana out of a hole, or if it's inside of a tree, that is an illegal method. There are persons who want to catch some of the wildlife because they are like a pest to them, so they wait until the season open and they want to use poison or any noxious substance. That is not allowed, or you're not supposed to use any chemical that to stupefy the animals, because when you think you targeting that particular one, they actually have an impact on many other of these wildlife species. There are certain devices that can be very detrimental, even certain weapons. We were concerned about the caliber of certain weapons that are being used.
Mr. Latham said they continue to record a steady increase in the number of hunters throughout the country, and he is appealing to them not to overhunt these animals.
We have been counting in relation to the amount of hunters out there, and we have recorded just over 2,000 hunters. It could be a little bit more because we recognize that many primary school children are taking part in hunting. So there is some pressure in relation to the species, but it is diverse. There are those who favor the maniku and those who favor the iguana. The iguana came out as the favorite. And also the species that we recognize is most of the time illegally being hunted.
Forestry officer with responsibility for law compliance and enforcement, Bradford Latham. Meanwhile, forestry supervisor Glenroy Games is appealing to hunters to catch only mature wildlife and to desist from taking the young animals and those that are pregnant.
In terms of the sizes, when it comes to the iguana, it is easier for us to determine a size of the iguana. A lot of these hunters really should, from experience over the years, know whether or not a specimen is small or big. For example, coloration would be one of the things that would help. If you see a maniku that looks excessively brownish reddish, it means it's a young maniku. One of the other things is that people tend to kill these species carrying youngs in the pouches. Even that you can also identify as an avid hunter. You can actually identify them like that. For example, if you see a species that is not really running away from you, it just stays still, crouches in a subtle position, pulling its head down, hiding, it means that it possibly has youngs.
Forestry supervisor Glenroy Games. I'm Ricardo Wilson reporting for NBC News.